Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Sorok is here. Gary is the president of Sorok Financial Services, a family-owned business specializing in financial planning, insurance, investments, and employee benefits. He's the author of two outstanding books, including If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell, and The American Dream Revisited. He's our good friend, Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So Gary, a lot of people are thinking about, you know, the stock market, and is the stock market going to, you know, how's it going to, during the Obama administration, the stock market and the economy didn't seem to be operating in the same universes. In the Trump economy, they kind of both did operate in the same universe. What do you think we're going to have going forward if we have a Harris-Biden administration?
Well, I certainly think the market's not going to keep doing what it's been doing, Jim. But then again, we're up 11 years in a row, which is unprecedented. And I know my father used to say, what goes up must come down. And he's right.
Luton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace.
Yes, it is. So to me, I honestly can't figure out why the market's as high as it is, based on the economy. I'm having a hard time with that, Jim. So to me, it looks like we've been on this bubble for quite a while. It just hasn't popped, and it did pop in March. It was a pretty significant pop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we're going to have that again. I sure hope we don't. It was clearly unpleasant. But I don't think we're going to keep having this amazing ride. I mean, it's funny. I have a book on my shelf, The Dow at 30,000, and I always used to kind of laugh about that. Except
is that Charles Cadlick's book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We launched that book on the show in '99.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it was kind of incredible, Jim. So you look at this and you say, do we justify 30,000? What kind of Christmas are we going to have? What kind of retail world is it going to be with, you know, what's going on? And I just have a hard time seeing that the economy is going to be robust. So I'm looking for some adjustments, hopefully not severe.
Well, I was telling the audience before you got here that every time you invest nowadays as an individual, you should have in your mind a term that Greenspan gave us, which was the greater fool syndrome. And there are no people on Wall Street who are greater fools. And the greater fools he's talking about, I think, is the retail sector, not any individual. But I think, you know, when markets pull back, when there's a correction, most of the big players have already shorted or hedged in some way. They've arbitraged some way that movement. So they're not going to lose. But the average investor who thinks they've caught a shoot, you know, they're going up, they're probably not hedging, and they're going to get hurt. I'm worried about that. What do you think?
Oh, that is one of my biggest fears, Jim. I have all these people coming to me in retirement. So there's 10,000 people a day turning 65, which is a staggering number. And we see them in our office. You know, thank God not all 10,000, but anyway, but we see some. And they come in with their portfolio. This is a great story. Last week I had a lady, she's 64 years old, she's a year from retirement, and she brought her portfolio to me because we're doing something with her pension. And she's in the market, the most aggressive portfolio I have seen in a very long time. Now, she has made very good money, but she's 64 and a year away from being done.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, and I said, Allison, are you really comfortable with your market adjustment the way it is? I said, you're like 80-20. And she said, what do you mean? I said, you're 80% aggressive, 20% conservative in the worst times. Yeah, it was scary. So Jim, yes, I think your concern is very valid. I think a lot of people have been swept away and confused. I think the retail market is going to get pounded. That's who got pounded in the drop in the in March. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, that's who got hammered. The big companies, big institutions, they're protected. They're playing the game.
The same algorithm that causes them to buy, those guys never make one transaction. They make two transactions at the same time, don't they? If they go low, they hedge high. If they go high, they hedge low.
Jim, I had a client of mine, and his name was Tom, and he was extremely bright. Actually, sold a bunch of his software to Bloomberg. But what he did was he was way ahead of the market. He was into market timing with computer systems way before I understood him. I would walk into his office, and this was 15, 20 years ago, and he had his entire office just big screens. And I said, Tom, what are you doing? He said, well, watch. And so we sat there and we talked for a little while. And then he said, excuse me, Gary, I got to make a trade. So he pushed mm-hmm. a button, and every screen lit up, and he made all these trades. Mm-hmm. And then we talked some more, and then he made another trade. I said, Tom, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm timing the market. I said, well, how? He said, well, you see when that line goes down? I said, yeah. He said, that's when I sell. When it goes up, I buy. And I watched him make six transactions.
And when he pushed a button, he probably sold thousands of shares at one time.
Oh, I asked him. I said, how many shares do you sell? He said, well, I just sold 50,000 shares. And I said, yeah. What? And he said, yeah. I said, how? He said, well, I have other people's money besides mine, so we're all in the same program. Mm-hmm. And then he pushed another button. Jim, it's scary when you can push a button and sell 50,000.
Right.
First of all, someone's got to buy 50,000.
And affect the market. What you just described was what creates the greater fool syndrome.
Yes.
If you're in the market when it goes down and you're not protected, you're not a fool, but you are part of the greater fool syndrome because you're not protected. What do you think?
Exactly. And I asked him, I said, how do you sell 50,000 shares at one time? He said, well, you don't. He said, I set them systematically up. They're in the trade, whatever he was referring to, sort
yep.
of trade pool or something.
Yep.
And he said, you watch. And they were just grabbed. People would buy those shares, and next thing you know, mm-hmm. it was gone.
What you just described is what I've been trying to help people understand in my limited way. There's the only people who are investors are your clients, Gary. The people who are driving the market haven't been investors in 50 years. They're traders. Traders move the market, not investors.
Absolutely.
And you need to understand that there are two different players in the market, and you got to realize that before you go in there. We're going to come right back and talk to Gary Surok some more about this. Gary Surok, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.